No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world, and today we're doing it for Bompton. Keita Rue is in the building.
Bompton, two of them.
How you feeling?
Well, I'm bullying.
Hey.
I'm bullying on the set.
My man. Yeah, we've been talking.
Thanks for having me, too. It's a pleasure to be here.
Oh, man. No, I'm excited to be here, too. We've been talking about doing this for a few years now.
No doubt.
Happy to finally get it in. What's going on in your life these days?
You know, same old some more of it. Being a father, you know, for the most part, though, you feel me? That's the main thing. But, you know, trying to make this music pop, you feel me? Been active, you know, got some popping, got one of my favorite artists, Sugar Free, on a song, got Gang,
oh, yeah?
Fig Newton, you know, Big Y, rest in peace, you know what I'm saying? Got Mozzie on some shit that I'm finna drop soon, you feel me? So I've been working, you feel me?
Oh, that's what's up. Are you a newfound father or just
Nah. I've been a father for a long time since I was, these started about like 16 nowadays. I had my first kids, I was 21, so I guess I was late on bonding. But now I got three though.
I know. Sometimes I feel like I waited till I was 37 to have a kid, and then I was just really lacking.
I thought I was late on bonding.
I know. I got that nut control, man. Pause. It's not that kind of interview, but
oh, bonding. Hey, at least you putting them out there though on bonding.
Hey, having that trigger control, that trigger discipline, that's
no
like
doubt.
The biggest thing that if you want to save money throughout your life, it's important.
To tell you, kids cost bonding.
Ain't that the truth? So, okay, let's go all the way back to the beginning. Tell me a little bit about where you're from and what your childhood was like.
Well, I was born in Compton, California, you feel me? That's where all my family from, you feel me? I was out there for, like I said, for the first, like, 9 years of my life, and then I moved to the murder, you know what I'm saying?
Moreno Valley. Yeah,
then we moved to the murder, you feel me? So that was a lot of my growing up with the school out there and shit, me, but my daddy stayed in Bompton. My mama moved to the murder, you feel me? So I'm back and forth, you feel me?
So why'd your mom take off?
It was fucked up.
It was crazy.
It was fucked up out there, you feel me? So trying to give us a better life, you feel me? But yeah, Pop stayed near the turf, you feel me? Pop's from the east side of Bompton, like, you know what I'm saying? Lewis Park and shit, you feel me? But,
okay.
You know what I'm saying? But that's not too far, like right over the hill, you know, from the set. But I stayed right before I moved to Moreno Valley. I was living in the turf, you feel me? I stayed right in the set on Magnolia, you feel me? So went right there. But like, when I went to the murder, one thing about me is, like I said, when I went to the murder back in the day, you feel me? A lot of people that did go with me, they end up changing and becoming gangs in the murder. You know what I'm saying? They chose to be a part of Moreno Valley. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
I'm like one of the chosen few that just, you know, I came out as a kid at like 9 years old, 9, 10 years old. Now I'm treetop, like, you feel me? As a kid, like in elementary, all that kind of shit, you feel me? I'm like, I'm treetop. I'm not claiming nothing else. Mm-hmm. Y'all can't get me to be from no Moreno. I'm from Bompton. You feel me? So, but like I said, shout out to the murder though. You know what I'm saying? That's my second home for sure.
Was there any particular incidents in your childhood that made your mom want to move out of Compton?
You know, I would say mainly my uncle, you know what I'm saying, that's from the hood, you know what I'm saying, he bought a, you know, he used to, you know, like I said, late, my grandma stayed in the hood too, so he'd stay there, but then, like I said, when she break off, he come to our house too, you feel me?
Mm-hmm.
So my mama became a part of the hood without being part of the hood, you know, because my uncle was, and he brought the shit that was out there to the house, you feel me? So, I mean, just seeing it, just living in Bompton, you feel me? A lot of parents chose to move they, you know what I'm saying, their kids out there. You feel me? If you from Bompton, more than likely you got somebody that's, you know what I'm saying, in an IE or Moreno Valley or something like that. You feel me?
Right. Okay. So, but I'm guessing that if you were fully repping Tree Chop at 9, that you hadn't got put on at 9.
Nah.
It was just the default
birth
for you where birth. You grew up, right?
Birth. Bompton, bro. Like I said, even before I was, like I said, I moved in the hood personally at about like 7 to 9, you feel me, while I was living in the hood. But even before that, like I said, my grandma stayed in the hood all my child, you know what I'm saying, child growing up. So when we got dropped off, you know, you go to grandma's house, and that's where you going while your mama go do what she got to do. You going to grandma. So I'm in the hood as a kid, you feel me? So that's all I seen. So as a kid, you couldn't tell me I wasn't from Treetop when I was 7, 8 years old. On my thing.
Right. Okay. Sure. And so then you move out to Moreno Valley, and, I mean, where are you even encountering people? You're just talking about, like, being in school and that?
No doubt. School, like I said, party, like I said, don't get it fucked up. Moval, it ain't too slow, you feel me? Like I said, well, now it's all the way up fast, you feel me? But back then, like I said, everybody was coming from the Biddy, they was going out there, you feel me? So it was basically like the young Biddy, you feel me? But now, just like, it's just like Compton.
you really feel like that? Like, if we were to look at the murder rates or the crime rates, you feel like it would be very close?
Hell yeah, right now?
Yeah.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Damn.
It's up there.
Because they got nothing to do out there, right?
Yeah, same shit they doing everywhere else, they doing in the murder on the set.
Right. Yeah, I mean, I feel like a lot of times, like, quieter areas, you end up hearing about crazier gang activities just because they probably realistically, like, I mean, if you grow up in the center of L.A., I mean, there are a lot of options of things that you could do. A lot of people get stuck doing the same old, but there are probably like more things that you could put your attention to. Whereas you grew up in a real quiet area.
No doubt. So niggas got to find something to do. So, you know, we're going to tear some shit up. We're going to form a gang. You feel me? We're going to do this and that. You feel me? So, I mean, it gravitated and shit. Like I said, for a little slower at the end, that was shit. It didn't caught up. You feel me? So.
Definitely.
I mean, that's everywhere, though. Everywhere got a hood. You feel me? So, yeah, ain't nothing.
So, okay, but were you always somebody who was just going to be fascinated by that way of life, or what was it about it?
It ain't about fascinated. It's just like that's what I. Well, actually, I can't say it, because, like I said, I was fascinated with my uncle. You feel me? I was just fascinated with the way he was young and just had a chip on his shoulder and just wasn't turning nothing down. But he was a young nigga, little nigga, but walked around like he was about 7 feet tall. You feel me? And that's what I gravitated to. Like, and I admired that shit. You feel me? Yeah. And so that's what I gravitated to on the set. Okay. But I got two uncles that was from the set though, Tookie and Boogie. So both of them, like you're saying, well known from the set, real riders from the set. You feel me? So just seeing that growing up as a child, that's what I gravitated to on the set.
So were you getting in trouble in Moreno Valley as well, or what was your life like out there?
Mainly, I came out there with a chip on my shoulder on my thing. Like I said, I wouldn't. Changing up for nobody. I came out there like I'm from Bompton, like you feel me? And, you know, I'm out there squabbling everything down just to, you know, just because that's what I felt like I was better like at the time. Like, and I'm, you know what I'm saying? And nothing against the murder because I love the murder, you feel me? But when I came from Bompton, I'm like, it's just something like when you just feel like y'all slower than us out there, you feel me? So, nigga out there, like just, and I brought a gang and I raised a gang of niggas in the murder, like, you feel me? I raised a gang of niggas out there, like, I'm well known. Like, I'm probably one of the most well known niggas in the murder. Like, you feel me? Just from being a real nigga. Like, you know what I'm saying? Standing on my pivot, you feel me? And just not, you know what I'm saying? Not changing up. Like I said, everybody changed up and went, you know, joined the Moreno Valley clique or whatever. And nothing against them, you feel me? Because that's, like, I could have easily did that, you feel me? But like I said, my roots so deep, homie, I couldn't. Like, I mean, I'm from Treetop as a baby.
So, okay, forgive me for being kind of naive or whatever, but are you, as somebody who's from where you're from, are you allowed to go to a different city or state and just kind of say, like, this is what I'm doing and, like, sort of, you know, get other people to join in on what you're doing? Or is it something where you kind of have to go back to where you're from and say, hey, this is what I want to do? Like, I mean, you were real young, so I'm assuming you were just kind of taking it on yourself and just doing your thing out there?
Well, shit, nah, man. Well, Moreno Valley only 45 minutes to an hour from here, so it ain't like no hell of a shit. But I know what you're talking about as far as, like, we got, you know, everybody, basically every hood got somebody that didn't transformed and went to another state and, you know, and, you know, say down from Whoop to Whoop, and they just gravitated to him, and he done started his own little section out there, you feel me? Because, like I said, we got sections, shit, or, you know, Houston, you know, Atlanta. You know, we got some sections out there, you feel me? And shout out to all them. They some real toppers, you feel me? Mm-hmm. But like I say, yeah, I mean, shit, if a real homie go out there and, you know, sprinkle them with the sauce, you feel me? And they really gravitate and they really stand on the pee, shit, you can't take nothing from them. About them.
Shit, okay. So when did you actually go back to Compton? Or when did this little chapter of your life end?
Did I go back to Compton?
Yeah, well,
I never stopped going to Compton.
When did you, like move back, you know?
Yeah, no, I still stay out that way. I'm not in Moreno Valley, but I'm still out that way. Every time I tried to move back to Compton as a grown up, I went to jail.
Really?
Every time.
For what kind of stuff?
Every time. Just being in the hood, fucking around, shit. Just being in the hood, getting caught up, just hanging around, going to jail. Like I said, just police pulling up. I tried twice. As when I was like 17, I called Pop, said I'm finna come move with you. On my thing, like the second day I'm in the hood, we get blurped. Then after that, I moved out there. You feel me? We had a YG video shooting the hood. I go to jail again, fucking around. You feel me? So
what happened at the video shoot?
I mean, shit, we was out there just functioning. You know, police don't like us hanging out in the hood. You feel me? Okay. So we functioning. You feel me? And the police pull up. Then they, you know, tell everybody pull over, search everybody and shit. Find what they find on motherfuckers, and you know, whoever, you know, got something on them, then they, you know.
You're not talking about the YG video shoot where there was a crazy ass shooting incident?
No, not that one.
That's a wild one.
No, not that one. That was with your homie.
I know.
That was with your homie.
That's why I heard that story so many times.
Yeah. No, actually, I missed that one, but I heard about it. A few of my partners here, they was there.
Right.
Yeah, I didn't make it to that one.
Yeah, I mean, rest in peace, Slim 400, because, you know.
Wasn't it?
I heard some tales about him getting very involved that day.
Hey. You know, I mean, he's a real member.
Yeah.
Member on by then.
Got to do what you got to do. So, okay, in terms of your perspective on making it as a rapper or doing anything with your life, like, what was your perspective on that as a young guy? Like, did you know anyone who was successful in the music business or anything like that? Or who were you kind of looking at as inspiration?
shit, I wanted to play football. I ain't gonna even lie. I wanted to play football. But like I said, go back to my uncle. He was like, him and my other uncle Pooh, you know what I'm saying, from the east side of Bonte and Lewis Park, you feel me? They was like the first ones I seen rapping, like freestyling and shit as a kid. Like, you feel me? Of course, I'm listening to the radio and all that shit. But as far as just freestyling, rapping and all that shit, my uncle Tookie, rest in peace, my uncle Pooh, and my big relative T Double Dub, you feel me? Them who I, you know, started rapping with and shit, you feel me, on the shit.
Okay, and that was when, at what age, that you really started doing the rap thing?
Seriously, about like 11.
Okay.
About like we really rapping, but as far as really, really writing some songs and shit, I say about like 13, about 12 or 13.
Okay.
One thing. Ain't nobody fucking with me with this music shit. That's just, I'm just gonna put that out there. So, I'm cold in the motherfucker. Oh, viral.
But did anybody like get behind you at an early age, or did you just kind of figure it out that you thought you had talent?
Nah, we formed a group, actually, like I said, which is right here on my, you know what I'm saying? Me and my relatives.
5150.
We started a group, yeah, 5150. When I was young, I was the youngest one out the group, you feel me? So all my relatives, we rapped and shit, you feel me? Like I said, my brother even started off beatboxing, and we, you know, even back in the days when you had to put the little tissue and the little tape to put in the record for it, and you know, you record over and all that shit, I came up from all that, you feel me? So I was in a group from 5150, but then they saw people gravitating to me, so they said, okay, well, you go do your own thing, and we're going to back you, you feel me? Because I had a little following, you feel me? So, but no, it's always 5150 on the shot.
Okay. So what are the origins of 400 for people who don't know?
400 is the block, you feel me? That's the block. Like I said, you got 400 maple, 400 spruce, and all that, you feel me? So that's the block, you know, in the treetops, you feel me? So when somebody say 400, that's the blocks in the set.
But so a lot of people, when they hear it, they think of Slim and they think of YG.
Yeah, that's because they branded it. Yeah, YG branded it and made it, you know, a household name, like, you feel me?
Right, and so, but people were claiming it before that. It just wasn't. Oh really, no, like,
it was
official.
Always, yeah, it was always 400. I was the, you know what I'm saying? I was the first one. I think I was the first one to have 400 on my name back in MySpace or what was the shit before MySpace or
Friendster?
AIM and all AIM. That shit. Yeah.
Oh, okay, because
I was Kita Roo 400 on AIM. And
okay,
all that.
Because listen, I was watching a video of you earlier, and sure. You know, during this time period, it was very normal to have like a big ass slogan on the back of your shirt or the front of your shirt, then? And then at the bottom. Whereas today it would say at Kita Roo. No, it says AIM.
True.
Kita Roo. Like it has the AIM name under there, which is so crazy to think about.
AIM, that's crazy.
Like, what's the ideal situation that someone's just going to send you a message on AIM and they're going to be like, I seen your t-shirt, and you're going to be like, that's hard. Yeah. Like, that's just kind of crazy.
I'm
like,
nigga, I was trying to self-promote back in the day. I ain't know nothing about that shit, but I was just gangbanging and making music on the show.
Definitely. But that video that I'm thinking of, too, it was like Dipset West.
That was I was signed to Dipset West for like a year.
And so what year was that? When did that come around?
What was that, like 2011 or something, I think? Like 2000, I could be wrong, but around 2011, 2014 or somewhere in between.
And who was pushing Dipset West? How did that become a thing?
Yeah, that was what happened was I was doing like showcases all through Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
Just knocking shit down, killing shit. Every showcase I did, I won it, you feel me? So this particular showcase, it was a King Ryan's showcase at Center Space in Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
And the winner got signed to Dipset West, you feel me?
Mm.
So I did that motherfucker, Shut It Down, about that. It's on YouTube. I'm going to check it out on about that. Shut It Down, on about that. So after I did that, I got signed to Dipset West.
And how long did that last? And
It was just a year. Like, it was just a year. Like I said, it was some little, it was whatever. It was cool for what it was, you feel me? But to be honest, homie, the thing, I just didn't take it as serious as I should have on about that. I just didn't take it as serious as I should have.
Right.
Capitals.
You ever meet Cam or Jim Jones or any of these guys?
Nah, I ain't never met them. I did some shows with them, but I ain't never met them personally, nah.
Okay. Interesting. I ain't never met them. I mean, it's kind of crazy, too, because as a person from the East Coast, those dudes were the first ones pushing some blood shit in New York. Well, on a rapper level,
mainstream level. Mainstream, yeah.
It was mind-blowing to us, because I was like, you could just say that out here? Like, I had no idea that was, like, even an option.
First time, like I said, shit, when I seen Cam give it up for the Wolves, I'm like, oh, blood on body, what that shit? Oh, body. And I'm like, that's Rico, Trey, blood on Whooper. You know what I mean? So, yeah, blood on. But they do their shit. Like I said, we got real homies in New York on body.
Right, definitely.
We got real homies in New York.
So, okay, like, take me through, like, so did you ever have any, like, significant legal issues when you were at a younger age and everything, or did you manage to mostly avoid that?
Like with my mom and daddy?
No, like just getting in trouble and stuff.
Oh, nah, hell nah. I mean, I was straight, you feel me? I managed to avoid it real, real swell, you feel me? Like I said, shit, during my younger days, you feel me? I was doing everything that everybody else was doing, but, you know, shit, through the grace of God, I didn't get caught up on the shit.
So when you said that you got arrested those times when you tried to move back to Compton, that was kind of short-lived. It didn't turn into anything too crazy?
Yeah, nah. I ain't never been the type of nigga to like jail. So fuck jail on the shit. I like my freedom too much. Treat that.
Right. Okay. Definitely.
Like, yeah, I'm like three times. No major time like that. I ain't never, I'm straight.
For sure. So when you meet Slim?
Shit, in the hood, growing up. Shit, Slim was like 12. Slim was like 12 years old, you feel me? Shit, that's Vincent, you know what I'm saying? Just being in the hood, on the shit. Real member, real top member, that's the homie.
So he was just always around? And
always, living in the set, yeah.
Yeah, what was your perspective on him in terms of what kind of guy he was?
Goofy.
He was always a silly, fun-loving dude?
Always life of the party, always trying to make motherfuckers laugh. Like I said, every time he came around, I know he tried to make you laugh, you feel me? So, same nigga as when he was little. Oh, God.
Definitely. So, what was your relationship like, though, especially in terms of the music?
Well, like I said, in terms of the music, like I said, I was doing my shit, of course, way before I'm older than him. So, I started doing my music way. I've been doing music all my motherfucking life, you feel me, basically. So, Blood, he saw me doing my shit, you feel me, doing my little thing, and he told me, Kidaro, I want to do this shit, you feel me? So, shit, one day, I think we was doing a show at, I think that was at in Anaheim at the motherfucking...
The Shark Bar?
Nah, it wasn't the Shark. It was Anaheim. So, we in Anaheim, and I rocked that motherfucker, like, you feel me? And he like, I want to do this, you feel me? I'm like, all right, well, shit, say no more, nigga, shit. We're going to do a song. He came in. I told him, whenever you're ready, send me a song. I'm going to get on it, you feel me? Bless you. Like I said, that's what I do. Like, any homie that's from the set say they want to get down, if I can do something to help you, homie, that's what I'm going to do. You feel me? Because I was in a good position at the time. You feel me? So he said, this is what I want to do. He came at me. He got me on his first two songs. The first one was Ride the Rim. You know what I'm saying? Me, him, and Buddha Badass. And the second was, I think that was the one with Muscle 2. Yeah, Muscle 2. And the other one was, I can't think of it right now. But it's on. Nah, not that one. That's the one with YG. I'm about to. Blood, it's on the internet though. I'm about that. But on his first two songs he ever put out, ever recorded, was with me. You feel me?
Right.
And then I started putting him on shows and shit. You feel me? And that nigga shit, he passed me. I'm about that. So like I said, nigga work ethic was crazy. You know what I mean? You feel me? So nigga, once he started, he didn't stop. I'm about that.
Definitely.
True.
Yeah. So okay, but did you guys were basically like coming up during the Jerkin era, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
What was that like? Were you embracing that, or was that kind of foreign to you?
I wasn't jerking, but I mean, shit, I did. You had to, if you wanted to be a part of what was going on, you had to at least try to do some shit. Like I said, the first song I got with YG is called "I Don't Want to Jerk." You feel me? And it's like a jerking song. It's on YouTube too. I'm about to Kidaro and YG. I don't want to jerk.
But it's like an anti-jerking song.
No, it's a jerking song. It's a jerking song. Right. Like I said, it's a jerking song. That motherfucker hard too, but it's old and motherfucker, but. Yeah, I mean, you just had to stay with what was going on, you feel me?
But what did people get fucked up about the jerking era? Because it seems like at a certain point, it kind of got, like, rejected, and people acted like that was, like some people trying to, like, deny that was part of their history.
Shit. Because thing is, nigga, when that jerking era shit was going on, they had them skinny jeans on and shit.
Mm-hmm.
They had big blowers in them motherfuckers, so about that.
Right.
Them motherfuckers walking around with big sticks in them motherfuckers, so, nigga, you better not come playing with them niggas jerking on about that, nigga. Mm. Shit, better get them niggas their respect like you get the next nigga on Capitol.
But it was, like, a different thing, too, though, right? Because I just remember always seeing, like, young kids out there, like, doing crazy-ass dances on the street and shit, and these are, like, 8-year-old kids that aren't worried about being tough yet, but you would see them like really embracing this sort of jerking culture. But then I feel like a lot of those same kids, they get a bit older and then they get more onto the gangbang shit, and it's like that shit seems kind of inevitable sometimes.
Exactly, that's the thing. Like I said, shit, that's what you basically gonna gravitate with what you see. You feel me? So if you don't give a motherfucker something better to see and shit, he gonna go with what he see.
Mm.
So. Like I said, I try my best to keep my kids away from this shit. You feel me? They know they know who I am, but I don't bring that shit to the house, though. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
Nigga, I'm daddy at the house. You know what I'm saying? I'm key to the rule to the world. You feel me? But nigga, in the house, I'm daddy. Nigga, on the shit.
Okay, but about that topic, do you feel like you, like, is it difficult for you to kind of draw that line? Because obviously, on one hand, like, you just don't want your kids to be getting into the same shit that you were getting into, but then at the same time, it's kind of inevitable.
It's difficult. It's difficult. My son, shout out Bambeezy, you feel me? He worship the ground I walk on, you feel me? And he know what I do, you feel me? But he's far from what I am. He ain't no gangbanger, you feel me? He's making his music now and shit, you feel me? But he's a good kid, you feel me? Because I just find a way to, draw a line and tell him that, nigga, you didn't grow up how I grew up. Like I said, nigga, you had your mama and your daddy in your life, you feel me? So, Nigga, you ain't got to do none of that bullshit. Nigga, just do your shit and be a good kid on the shit.
Right, yeah. I mean, it kind of, I worry about it just in the sense of, like, if you tell the kid, like, you didn't grow up like I grew up, but you didn't have to do this shit, I feel like at a certain point that might sort of backfire where they're going to be like, well, fuck you, I'm going to go figure it out for
you
myself,
never know,
right?
Man. Like I said, because, be honest, like I said, we try our hardest, homie, but, nigga, with the way fucking social media is nowadays, them the ones, they raising our kids, like, you feel me? And it's hard to keep them away from that shit. Like I said, I try my hardest, and my kids, for the most part, I ain't had no problem with my kids, you feel me, on the set, and you knock on wood, I got some good-ass kids, so about it, you feel me? But for the most part, like I said, social media and everything that they see nowadays, it's easy to, you know what I'm saying, to get them lost in the sauce, you feel me?
Right, because the thing about you is that from your generation, if you wanted to, you know, get mixed up in some shit, you had to, like, really kind of go out and figure it out for yourself, whereas exactly. Now, they can kind of hop
shit
on
right
YouTube
there.
Or Google and just sort of start figuring shit out. I'm sure at some point, if they haven't already, your kids are going to be watching all these hood documentaries and gang things and sort of like realizing, and not that they're going to like be naming you necessarily, but like laying out details of these stories that are going to make your kids like super fucking curious about
shit. No doubt. I'm quite sure they're curious. You feel me? Like I said, I got the kids damn near grown. Like I said, I got shit, a 19-year-old, a 17-year-old, and I got a 1-year-old, you feel me?
Oh, shit, okay.
So yeah, I just got a 1-year-old. I started over,
beings,
you feel me?
Some real adults.
Some adults, you feel me?
That's crazy, yeah.
Yeah, so I just started over. Man, I got me a one-year-old daughter now, you feel me? So, but like I said, just how I was there for my first two, be there for her.
Damn, what's bringing a person into this world now, like, versus a kid 18, 19 years ago? That must feel so different.
I'm trying to tell you, boy, this shit... Nigga, even with all the bullshit going on with the government and just having your baby in the hospital, like, nigga, you worried about what the fuck they gonna do to your baby, like, you know what I'm saying? You don't know what's in the motherfucking air nowadays and none of that shit. So, nigga, I be spooked. Like I said, I think about my baby all the time. She one time, I mean, I ain't a motherfucking second go by, I don't think about my baby and pray for her, you feel me? Because I know it's fucked up out here. So, nigga, it's different for sure.
Yeah. London. The biggest thing I worry about is just kids taking drugs.
Trying to tell you, and they trying to find a new drug. That's what they trying to find the next thing that get them higher than the last thing. You feel me?
Exactly.
That shit crazy.
You heard about that Tusi?
I heard of that before. What is it? I heard of it before.
I don't know exactly what's in it, but it's like pink coke.
Pink coke?
And they mix it with some other shit, and it's like super powered, like meth coke.
Motherfuckers just want to get as high as they can.
Yeah, right.
Like, nigga, how high can you get, my nigga? Like, come on, Biggie. Like, nigga, when was nigga just regular coke wasn't enough?
That's what I'm saying, right? You can't just smoke crack? Like, what the fuck?
You know what I'm saying? Like, little Biggie. And I ain't condoning that. I don't do no drugs on Treetop Gang. All I do is motherfucking weed and alcohol on Treetop Gang. You feel me? So, but like I said, nigga, y'all do y'all shit to each his own. I don't judge nobody. But, nigga, when you go on and start doing too much shit, that's just, you know, fucking you up.
Yeah.
Like, he's a weirdo.
Especially at this point in my life, just knowing, like, if I have, you know, a nice, fun evening, that it's going to be the most crushing downhill, like hangover as a result of that shit. The more fun you have on a Friday night, the more terrible your Saturday morning is going to be. Especially once you got kids. It just don't seem worth it, right?
Exactly. I'm telling you, ain't shit to your kids next morning. Shit. Yeah, it's real.
They're still going to be jumping on you and trying to get you to wake up.
No doubt.
Okay, so... During all this time period and stuff, how serious would you say that you were taking the music thing? Because I heard you in some other interviews kind of saying that you have some regrets, that you wish that you had gone harder with it, and that you would look at somebody like Slim who had like a crazy work ethic, and you kind of felt like you had the talent, but maybe you didn't necessarily have the drive.
On my thing, like I said, 100%. Like I said, when I say I really believe I'm one of the coldest like niggas ever to do this music shit. Like, you can put me, if you put me on a song with anybody, on God, I'm holding my own, you feel me? But like I said, sometimes I'm just not an industry nigga. Like I said, some of this shit just fake. Like, you feel me? I'm trying to adapt to just, you know, slither through the little creeks and crevices, you feel me? But it's a lot of fake ass shit that go on in this industry that I'm just not with. Like I said, I'm a real person. Like, you feel me? Like, blood, I'm not finna be on this internet playing with y'all, blood. I don't do that, blood. I'm about to, y'all play with me on Power Room, but come make you, nigga, I'm pulling up. I'm not playing with nobody on no internet, blood. I'm about to. So don't play with me. I'm about to.
Yeah, because I mean, if you want to really make it in the music game, like, you kind of owe it to yourself. You have to be out and about.
Exactly.
You got to be in the club. You got to be talking to some DJ.
Facts.
You got to be just playing the game. And a lot of people, it just doesn't really seem appealing to me included.
Like, no, that's real shit. Like, that's me. Like I said, I don't even go out unless I'm performing. Like, you feel me? I don't really do all that shit. But I know that shit fucked me up back in the days. You feel me? And now when I'm getting booked more and I'm starting to, you know, learning how to adapt to, you know, being a rapper, like, you feel me?
Mm-hmm.
I've always, like I said, I'm always just being a real nigga. Like, I don't be tripping off no fame or no none of that shit. Like, I love doing music. Like, I do music for free. Like, you feel me? I just love doing music. I know I'm hard in the motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Like, niggas. Yeah, exactly. But keep all that. Yeah, I just don't do the weird shit. But I just do music. I keep leave that to the homies. Like, you know what I'm saying? My motherfucking CEO, you know, feel me? TK, he handle all that shit. Shout out everybody, you feel me, that fuck with a nigga, you know what I'm saying? All the homies.
Do you feel like nowadays it's almost more like required that you be doing a lot of kind of goofy, weird shit if you want to make it as a rapper? Nah. Because that's where so much of the attention comes from at this point, is the beef and the drama and all this kind of stuff.
On my thing, I damn near feel like I gotta shock me a nigga, bro. I like to get on, little Bontin. Y'all gonna make me fuck one of these little niggas up, bro. Little Bontin. I'm trying to refrain from all that. But yeah, you gotta like jump out there, bro, do some off the wall shit, like for you to get recognized on trees.
Right. Yeah, because I feel like in L.A., though, I will say that it sometimes feels like that shit is sort of looked down upon because it's such an older gangbanging culture, and there are a lot of people have OGs that are sort of will be happy to step in and try to make shit not become, you know, as violent or whatever. And, like, you know, you think about the drill culture in New York or Chicago, you don't hear a ton of records coming out of L.A. that are popular that are people just basically shitting on everybody else's hoods or neighborhood gangs, whatever. It just doesn't really happen as much. And sometimes I wonder why, but I think it's just because there is, like, more structure, right?
Yeah, basically. Because, like I said, cultures, cities and states do shit different. Like I said, a lot of shit is just different. Like I said, and out here ain't boo. Like I said, out here ain't like it used to be, you feel me? Ain't really no structure like that like it used to be, you feel me?
Mm.
I mean, to a certain degree, but it ain't, nah, hell nah, ain't really no structure nowhere nowadays.
Okay.
Nah, yeah.
So you feel like the younger generation, that they're not trying to hear what the OG's got to say at this point?
Basically,
or?
These little niggas hard heads need a foot in their ass sometimes. That's just real shit. Like, niggas don't respect what they, you know what I'm saying, what they representing, like, you know what I'm saying, where it came from, you know what I'm saying? I don't give a fuck, nigga, if your older homie blood 50, 60, and nigga, you don't know what blood and did for this motherfucker, like, you ain't got no, I don't give a fuck how wrong he is, blood, you better show blood all the respect in the world on my thing.
Right, because what they did isn't on Instagram or TikTok, so the kids
on
is like,
trees, but niggas been paved the way for you to even say this shit, like, you feel me? So me, myself, I don't give a fuck how down and bad, nigga, I see one of my G homies, you feel me? I'm never disrespecting or looking down on them, Bontin. Mm. Nigga, y'all paved the way out here, you feel me? But motherfuckers don't look at that shit like that, you feel me? Bontin.
What other rappers were you kind of up close and personal in terms of witnessing their come up at a young age out there?
Yeah. Basically, like I said, shit. Quick, for one, like I said, shit, he was
right
around
DJ
the set.
Quick
yeah.
is from there, right.
Yeah, he from the set, you feel
but
me?
But he's much older. Like, what was your perspective on him?
Yeah, shit, I'm like, everybody from the hood, favorite rapper. That was my favorite rapper growing up, you feel me? Just idolizing, seeing that nigga, that knowing that he was from right here, from the set, and that he was on TV and shit, you feel me?
Right.
And just, he just one of the hardest niggas, period. Shit.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, what about YG? Like, because you knew him from a super young age?
No, yeah, I know YG from young age too.
Because I heard you tell a crazy story about watching him get put on.
Yeah, on my thing.
Where were you? When did this take place?
On my thing. Blood got put on my block. I got put on Maple.
So you just happened to be outside when it was going on, or was it like
it was actually Hood Day. It was Hood Day. It was Hood Day on my thing. I went to jail.
What day of the year is your?
I went to jail that day on trees. It was a long time ago though. On my thing. Yeah, on tree. I went to jail that day too.
What day of the year is your Hood Day?
8/8.
Okay.
8/8/7. It's okay. Coming up on my thing.
There you go.
You know what 8/8 is?
No, I'm trying to put it together
put
in my head right now.
It was 8/8. Get it, Adam.
August 8th?
On my thing. On my thing. What? Come on, Adam.
Do your homework on Adam 22,
come
knowing
on,
his months.
Come on, for the set, blood. Man, we put you on the set. We'll bring you to the hood day, blood. On my thing.
I'm trying to stay out of it. That might not be a great idea.
On 8/8, blood. Trick top gang.
Damn. No, see, that would be a horrible gang for me to be from. You want to know why?
What's up?
8/8, you know what it means on some fucking white boy shit.
What do you mean?
Hail Hitler.
Trees?
Yeah, because H is the eighth letter of the alphabet. So you'll see a skinhead with 8/8 tattooed on him and shit.
It kind of like going in and in, something like that. That's crazy, though. I never knew that.
Yeah, you never had to think about that. But if I was walking around with an 8/8 on my shirt, for sure people would start to be like, okay, skinhead guy, what's going on? Yeah,
yeah, I ain't know that about it. 8/8/7, though.
Okay. But so what? Do people get put on during the Hood Day a lot, like more often?
It happens. Yeah. Okay. It happens.
So what was YG's situation like?
shit, and, you know, he fucked with the homie. He fucked with the homie. Big Buddha, badass. You feel me? Free Big Buddha. You feel me? That was his dog. You know what I'm saying? Before he brought him to the turf, he brought blood to the turf. Got his put on. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Yeah, big Buddha on.
What year do you think this was?
Early 2000s.
Okay.
Yeah.
Damn. And so, would you say that it was like, during that era, was it like a brutal put on, or was it more of just like a
shit? Blood had four niggas on him. About that.
Right.
Blood had four niggas on him, and shit. He talked about it in his song. But he didn't. He stood his ground, did his thing. About that.
Right. But sometimes it feels like, I mean, you ever get jumped, and it kind of feels like you're almost like better off than if it was just one person fucking you up, because it's coming from all angles, and then it's hard, like, for them to get a good shot in.
And then again, if you think about it, like I said, you ain't got nothing to lose when you got four niggas on you. So
yeah,
nigga. What they gonna say? Oh, we beat your ass. Of course you supposed to. So, nigga, I'm getting off. Nigga, I can get off. If I get two of you niggas, I did my thing. You feel right. me?
I mean, the worst jumping that I ever took in my life, I probably had five dudes beating the shit out of me, and I just curled up into a ball like a fucking, like an armadillo.
I swear to God, I ain't never been jumped. And I don't even condone jumping on Pyro. I ain't never jumped a nigga in my life.
Really?
Nigga, I don't bump, and I had my little brother, nigga, pull up, nigga. You know, him and his little situation did a little John on Bonte, nigga. He pulled up older nigga though, my littlest brother, my youngest brother, don't bother. Hey, some nigga wanna get down, come, nigga, don't bother. We finna go. Blood, you finna get down, blood, don't bother. They get out there, don't bother. Blood, drop my little brother, don't bother. Treetop, nigga, blood, get up, don't bother. I'm not finna, nigga, get up. Blood got up and dusted blood off on bother gang. Blood, you better know I'm not finna jump in, blood, you's a grown man. Blood, get up there and handle your candle on Treetop.
Damn.
Trees. I don't do jumping. I don't do jumping. I'm all head up. Tree top.
Do you feel like somebody, like, is that like a lesson that you kind of learned from the previous generation, or is that just you?
Yeah, that's old school shit. That ain't with that shit nowadays. Motherfuckers don't even know how to fight nowadays.
Right.
Grown men don't know how to fight nowadays.
You've kind of seen that throughout your life, where it's like it slowly became a thing. Absolutely. Where people wouldn't fight and they would just shoot each
Absolutely.
Other.
Absolutely. The nigga, I'm telling you what changed it. Like, niggas ran with that narrative. Nigga, I ain't fighting. I'm busting. Niggas ran with that narrative, like, and thought it was just bull to say that. Like, you feel me? Niggas punks. Like, you feel me? Nigga, get out there and handle, nigga, get out there and nigga stand on your shit. Nigga, and you ain't got to worry about nigga fighting life or nothing. Like, nigga, get out there and stand on your square on bumping.
Yeah, yeah. No, yeah,
don't fight.
One of the craziest mental images that I ever got from doing an interview was when Big U was talking to me about the roller rink back in the day, and how they would just be catching fades outside the roller rink all fucking day. People, challengers pulling up. They didn't even know what he looked like, and he would just be beating people up. And I'm like
I said, they had real ops, like real ops of meet up.
Yeah.
Meet up, and nigga say, who you want to get down with? Like, nigga, them two will get down, nigga, next two, who you want?
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Man, shit, niggas don't know how to fight no more. Niggas ain't fighting, man.
Yeah, that's like almost impossible to imagine at this point.
I'm trying to tell you, boy.
Right.
I just big it. I just big it on this shit.
Right, definitely. So, okay, what was it like watching YG's career explode in terms of him sort of representing where you're from and everything, and with the whole 400 thing and everything? Like, how did you perceive all that?
Shit, happy for the hood, happy for the set, you feel me? Blood did his thing, you know what I'm saying? He was, he had a following when he came to the set, you feel me?
Mm-hmm.
And then it just took off after that. Like, it just exploded more when he, you know,
trashed. And when you saw him really giving Slim a opportunity and putting him on and everything, like, how did that feel in terms of for the area?
No doubt. Just to see where Slim came from, it meant a lot on the set. Like, Slim really did his shit, and niggas know, like, nigga, the homies will tell you, like, nigga, we knew Slim wasn't the best rapper. He wasn't the best rapper, but his worth ethic, nigga, and he really put in his shit, like, and then he got better. Like, nigga, if you notice, when Slim first started to where, you know, his demise, it came a long way, you know what I'm saying? So Slim, nigga, was making some great-ass music before he passed, for sure.
Definitely, yeah, and even, like, outside of the music thing, it was, like, his personality just carried him in a way, because people were just kind of fascinated by him. Like, especially, you remember the Long Beach 6ix9ine incident? Which that is what caused me to actually pull up to some random ass backyard in Inglewood, I believe, and do that interview with him, which turned into a huge meme because he's just sort of talking crazy, like right in my face. And I'm just standing there like this, like just listening to him. And he's like mad animated. And it was just like the image of him talking to me that just looked crazy as fuck. And I remember how viral that was at the time.
Hell yeah. We all mocked blood. We all mocked him when he got, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, I'm business smarter now.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's my nigga, man. Rest in peace, Slim 400. Nigga, whole live forever. Y'all see the candles too on Bonte. You know what I'm saying? Them shot, like, blood with us right now on Treetop. We got Bruising Berries, which is, you know, one of his biggest songs, Bruising on my Bruising Berries, and Hold Up. You know what I'm saying? Y'all want to get them, but y'all holler at me. I might let y'all in on them on Wednesday.
Right. Do you remember where you were when you found out he passed?
Absolutely. Hell yeah. Sheesh. I was at the pad on Wednesday. I was at the pad. I think you called me. Yeah, Blood called me on Capitals. That big homie, Blood called me. TK called me. And yeah, I was at the pad, man. Shit, fucking my whole life up.
Damn. Yeah, that was, must have been really rough for the whole neighborhood in general, too.
Hell yeah. And that's a real factor, bro. A real nigga, real piece to the shed on Capitals. Like, nigga, I'm two of them.
Right. Do you feel like his name has been kept alive to the extent that it should be? Do people bring him up enough in the conversation about LA legends?
Nah, I ain't gonna say that, nah. But, you know, as far as the homies and the motherfuckers that really know what he stood for, I could say, yeah. But as far as, like, the whole, as, like, the industry type shit, hell no. Mm. I don't bother. Hell no. I don't bother.
Yeah. I remember, you know, yeah, definitely, like, catching some shit at the time, too, because I feel like we didn't maybe talk about it as much as we should have at the time. Like, I forget, like, the podcast that we did, like, 3-4 days after it happened, we kind of, like, didn't speak on it at the same length that we obviously should have, just given that, I mean, I think I interviewed him like 2-3 times and shit, you know? And yeah, it's definitely kind of like a regret of mine too, that we might have played a part in not necessarily giving him his flowers.
Yeah, you know, Blood really fuck with Adam, man. True.
Especially, people still Blood always want to bring up that incident
when you leaked the address, man. Blood's going to fuck you up.
That's me being super naive to the game.
Okay, that's what it
and
was,
not realizing, like, oh, motherfuckers will really target a hospital. You can't
Hell
say
yeah.
what hospital he's in.
Hell no. Capital. That was a big no-no. But
yeah. He never held it against me.
There fast.
He was cool about it, but it definitely did not look good. Yeah, and he was a good troll too. You got to give it to Slim. He was a good troll before everybody knew what trolling was. Because when we had the podcast together, he was barking on me and just fucking with me, and it was hella funny. And it's like, I knew from the way that he was acting to me before and after that he wasn't tripping. But he definitely, like, made it good look good for the camera, funny
That's
as shit.
That's what I said. Yeah, he's a character, man. He gonna definitely, when the light's on, he gonna show out on the set. My guy, he took me on my first tour, shit. So,
really?
Hell yeah, man. My nigga, like I said, he returned it for, he came and got me and took me on my first tour.
How long was the tour? And you got any memories from that?
We did about, like, 10 states, I think, or something like that. Shit, it was about, like, 3 weeks.
Okay. Was that your first time seeing a lot of these different states and stuff?
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Nigga showed me some shit I ain't never seen before. Facts. Hell yeah. That was a great-ass tour, great memories, all that kind of shit. Facts.
You think that shit kind of opened your mind to the possibilities and
that's
everything?
That's when I kind of, like, started trying to get back into music. Like, like I said, I was on the couch.
Right.
He said, come on, let's go on this tour and get off your ass. You feel me? So, yeah. And got me back on my shit, on my thing.
Definitely. So, okay, not to bring up old shit, but there was, like, a video clip where you were frustrated with, I'm not sure who exactly called him it, but somebody called Slim basically YG's hype man.
On my thing.
And you were not feeling that description. Do you remember what triggered this conversation?
Oh, my thing. Had a brazy. Had a brazy on Three Top Gang.
Was it YG?
Nigga,
who said
you know
it?
Blood called my nigga hype man on my thing.
Okay.
Yeah,
what, he said it in an interview or some shit?
He said it in a song on Trees.
Okay.
He said it in a song on my thing. But yeah, that ain't Blood way more than a hype man on my thing. I just wasn't feeling that on my thing. I don't want people to think Blood was a hype man on my thing. Trees, he's way more than that on my
thing. Okay. So you felt like you kind of wanted to stand up for his legacy?
Yeah. Because, you know, I ain't got the platform Blood got, but shit, you know, nigga. Niggas, how motherfuckers gonna listen to me on Trees? And Blood wasn't no, he started, I ain't gonna lie, like, in the beginning, but Blood was way more, like, that was nigga in the beginning. Blood was way more, he had his own career, he was his own name. He didn't have nothing tied to Blood, like, at the end. Like, wasn't nothing tied with Slim and YG, that was just Slim on my thing.
Right, because, like, YG did give him a real boost at a certain point in his career, but then the last few years of his life, you didn't really see him together,
yeah,
right?
All Slim, man. Nothing with YG and nothing, that's all Blood.
Right. And I remember trying to get Slim to kind of comment on that, and he wasn't trying to say nothing negative about him or whatever, but it definitely wasn't the closest relationship at a certain point, right?
I go.
Okay. And during that same video, though, you also expressed your dissatisfaction with the white girl's video shoot at that time.
Blood did his own work on Treetop.
I did my Googles. I did my homework.
Yeah, bro. I just had to let niggas know, bro. That ain't how we get down. I mean, ain't how we get down in the tops. You feel me? I don't give a fuck. You're not finna see me in no wig.
Right. See, sure. I mean, okay, so what happens there? Like, people basically get real famous and they start feeling more and more comfortable doing things that would necessarily fly where you're from.
Hey, man, I can't tell you what man's is thinking on Capitals. I just had to let it be known that ain't nothing that we signed off on or nothing.
Okay.
You feel me? That's all.
So if you found out that one of your homies was gay, that was from the neighborhood, it's just, he's removed? Or, like, what would the reaction be? Seems like he hasn't really thought about this before.
Oh, my big gay.
He's like, damn, I got to put my opinion on record.
Blood on trees. Let me think, blood. Oh, by that, nigga, we a gay homie, blood. You not finna be with around no homies, blood. Like, we not finna fuck with you. Like, blood, go be gay somewhere else, blood, on Capitol. We don't got no gay homies, blood.
Okay.
Capitol, we ain't got no gay homies.
See, like, the world has got a lot more open-minded. I feel like the G's are going to be the last ones to sort of change up their opinion on it.
Man, I ain't got nothing against the gay community on Bonten. Y'all do y'all thing. But shit, to be honest, like I said, nigga, it's not even crazy that you asked me that, because, like, a lot of these motherfuckers gay. Real gangsters. Like, be on the low, you feel me? So, shit, we ain't never, found out none.
Is it more acceptable if they are keeping it on the low? And the world doesn't necessarily know about it. Yeah, is that more?
We can't accept it because we don't know.
Right.
So we wouldn't know to accept it or reject it. You know what
because
I mean?
there was like a dude in Texas who was like doing some kind of internet content with this guy, OG Percy or some shit, I think. And he was basically saying, like, I'm the first openly gay Crip.
Oh, I think I seen that too.
And then there's a lot of people responding and saying, listen, there might be a bunch of people who are on the down low, but there is no openly gay Crip.
Yeah,
yeah. Like, you cannot be open about it.
No,
could be doing your sneaky thing.
Who gonna blame you?
Because then you could say, oh, we didn't know.
Exactly.
But if you're open about it, then a lot of people see that as...
you got your own gang. You got to make your own gang at that point.
Right.
You got to make your own gang.
But see, okay, there's the problem. Like, a lot of these gangs kind of extend to different states, different cities and stuff. And then they start doing their own thing and coming up with different rules and stuff. And then people who are from the origin of it kind of look at that like, oh, like, well, why the fuck did we even let y'all start saying this if you're going to just come up with your own rules?
That's why, you got to keep that shit tight. You got to keep that motherfucker real tight. Like I said, oh, we tap in with our homies outside of state and they know what we fuck with and what we don't fuck with. Like, you feel me? We got real homies on Bonten. So, you got to really instill that shit to your homies on Capitals.
Okay. I got it. All right, so did you or anybody around you feel any type of way about this interview that I just did recently with Snoopy Badass where he spoke Snoopy Badass?
Blood. Hey, look. Yeah, about that. All the homies ain't fucking with Blood. You know what I'm saying?
Really?
Yeah. Sly Blue?
Mm-hmm.
Him?
Sly Blue?
Sly Blue from the Paris neighborhood.
Okay.
Yeah, Blood. The homies wasn't feeling that. Blood, why you always speaking on the homie on the set?
Right.
You feel me? Like, keep them, like, blood, just say no comment, rest in peace to the homie, but I chose not to speak on it if this came up, you feel me? But trying to get clout off the homie, blood, after he gone already, blood, you going to make me sock you.
Oh, really?
You're going to make me sock you.
Okay.
I was hoping Brick Baby was here, too.
Why would you want to say Brick Baby?
Blood, like, man, he should have socked blood on my day.
Oh, all right. So, was
he should have socked blood on my day. I fuck with Brick Baby. Like I said, my nigga, shout out my nigga TD. I just got the phone. He thought blood was here. You know, they from the same hood. You feel me?
Okay.
No, I ain't got nothing against Brick Baby. You feel me? So, but nah, yeah, blood try to act hard with blood, though. Blood, who the fuck is blood to try to act hard with somebody? Blood? What the fuck is you, blood? Don't trick them, gang. Talking about the rules. Blood, you ain't from Bompton, blood. What the fuck?
He's not from Bompton?
Get the fuck out of here, blood.
Oh, Jesus.
Blood. I've been knowing that boy. I didn't know him. He knew me. Like I said, I'm a big name out there.
Right.
He was out there. You feel me? So Blood hit my, the sex caches in Moreno Valley, you feel me? They was exposing blood because he used to be from there too, you feel me?
Mm-hmm.
They was exposing blood, you feel me? And he hit my DM. Cause I was liking they shit. Like, oh, this nigga's a weirdo now. He claiming power rules. So I'm liking the comments. Okay, he got in my DM. Hey, Key the Rule. Hey, money. I see you like them niggas. Woo, woo, woo. I wasn't never no crib, money. I just want you to know I always looked up to you. Woo, woo, woo. You know, you my nigga. I'm like, he like, you know, I wasn't never no crib. I'm like, no, you wasn't from Hollywood. He like, oh, money. You know, I just, He like, my nigga, you can ask Woody Woo. I was locked up with Woody Woo. Yeah, I'm like, well, I'm not validating that blood on Bonte. I'm not, I just can't do it on Trees. But he just speaking on my homie on Capitol, but he ain't gonna speak about when he had him in the backyard on Bonte.
In the backyard? Oh, you talking about the four fades?
Huh?
You talking about the infamous four fades?
My homies on Bonte.
Oh, shit. True. A separate incident?
Yeah. After that thing happened that he be talking about.
The shooting thing?
No, when he said that toy drive thing with Slim pulled up.
Oh, okay.
On
Bonte.
Yeah, you had to, nigga, on Bonte, you had to pull up and answer. Yeah.
Do you believe that story went down and he said, though, or basically like Slim thought that he kind of got him set up?
Come on, Slim said he didn't. He vouched for blood and said he didn't on Bonte. That's why he walked out that backyard on Bonte.
Okay.
Blood wouldn't have walked out on Capitol.
It's always kind of awkward when somebody passes away and somebody's got problems with them at the time that they pass away, because it's like you kind of have to just go silent on it, right?
Blood was mad on Bonte. Blood was mad that the homie wouldn't fuck with him. Mud charged Blood to get on a show on Bonte, and he felt that everything that Mud did, he was supposed to be a part of and shit.
Oh.
So Blood started hating after that. That's why motherfuckers thought that's what happened after that. You feel me? So that was before that. You know what I'm saying? He was hating that Blood, that they wouldn't accept Blood to get on, like to basically be a part of the squad on Bonte.
Oh, okay.
Sure.
Damn. It gets complicated. Sure. Supposed to be mad at TK?
Sure. Tough.
Okay.
And I got the Slim call me and said he wanted to do a song. I said it ain't happening. It's gonna fuck up your authenticity in your hood, and you know what the fuck you got going on. So when he referred to Slim start acting funny with him, I'm the reason why he feel like that.
Because
I told Slim name
he ain't doing nothing with Blood.
Okay.
So that's when Slim stopped fucking with him.
See, that's
he shouldn't have to pay to get on those shows.
They might have to turn the volume up to hear what was just said, but this is an Easter egg for him. Nah, man, I like Snoopy and I like doing interviews with him and stuff. But yeah, as soon as we do an interview, it feels like a lot of people.
Do an interview, I know you like doing it because nigga, he got
he's hilarious. I don't know what he's doing. He's got so much energy. I've never seen anything like it.
No, you better not play with me.
Okay,
don't play with me, Blood. Just take this, what I'm saying, and just leave the homie name out your mouth on Pyro. That's it, Blood on Bonte. Three tough game. That's all I'm asking. Leave the homie name out your mouth and go be with the blue chuck and the red chuck.
Okay. All right. So what's your perspective on the game at this point and what you're trying to do in the game? Because you're still putting out music
like I said,
and stuff.
I'm the game right now is bull. Like, it's whatever it is. You feel me? Like I said, I still don't really fuck with too many people, but I done opened up and, you know, start doing my little features and, you know, and doing all that kind of shit. I'm still doing shows, start back doing shows. I'm turning shit up with some of the best music you can fucking hear on Bonte. But, oh, yeah, let me get that one time. On Bonte, I need this.
Ooh.
My bad.
All good.
I apologize.
Hey, that's the wood test right there, though. If you could throw the blunt across the room and it doesn't break.
I talk blood out of roll. Talk blood. But nah, you know, like I said, you know, I'm trying to, you know, find a love for this shit one more time. You feel me? Like I said, the little shit I did lately, like I said, just did the shit with Sugar Free. I just dropped a song with J.O. Felony, another West Coast legend. You feel me? Me and the one with Mozzie and Slim finna drop me, Mozzie and Slim. You feel me? That's y'all gonna like that one too, cause he got personal in that one. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, when that one drop, whenever Mud decide to drop that motherfucker on Bonte, that's gonna be that one. So yeah, nah, I've been doing my little shit. I got a lot of little shit dropping, man. You feel me? So y'all go check me out, nigga. Key the Rule, KEDARU on Bonte. A lot of y'all know who I am, blood. If y'all don't on Bonte, y'all been bleak. Capitals.
Definitely.
Trojan Boy type shit.
Trojan Boy.
Sure.
So where'd that name come from?
We Trojans on Bonte Gang. That's what the set is. We all Trojans, bro.
Okay. You still rock Trojans?
When
it comes down to it?
I got a baby mama, bro. Oh. Blood. No, blood.
I ain't rocked a Trojan about 10 years now.
I don't need no Trojans no more, blood. I got a nigga. What about that?
Damn, okay.
Tricked up.
What music actually like does it for you at this point in your life though? What you drive around listening to?
Shit, me, motherfucking, of course, the homie Blim on Bonte. I fuck with Mozzie. Shit, of course, shit, Quick Mossberg on Bonte. Everybody on Bonte.
So only people from your section. Well, you said
right
Mozzie,
now that's
but
in my shit. You feel me? Like that's in my shit. Nah, like I said, of course. I mean, I banged some Snoop. shit, I mean, I even like a couple of these new niggas, you feel me? Like, shit, Stephen G got some shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all these, you know, I like the little new Jones, but when I ride around, I mainly listen to oldies, homie. I'm an oldies head.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? In the daytime, I listen to some hip-hop and shit on my thing, you feel me? But nighttime, nigga, I'm an oldies head. Nigga, I'm old in the motherfucker right now.
Yeah, I got two very different, like, moods. It's like my oldies mood is, like, the more grown and, like, just thinking about shit. And then there's, like, me driving around listening to a fucking 17-year-olds making drill music, and that's, like, a very different place in my brain.
Mm,
whoa.
Got hands, blood on my man, nigga. Y'all got hands, blood. Straight up, yeah. Oh, buddy. Yeah, I got hands, like, real ones.
Now you got it, yeah. I mean, it would have been pretty humiliating if the fucking lighter broke.
Oh, buddy.
Yeah, that'd
imagine
be tough.
If I'd have tried to grab this motherfucker and fell out the chair. Well, I'd have been able, like, cut that out, real buddy.
Okay, do you feel like, this is a statement sometimes people make, you feel like the streets are watered down at this point in time?
All the way. All the way.
Explain.
They been watered down, though. Ain't nothing new. Shit. It's just motherfuckers don't, like, I got no morals and principles and shit nowadays no more. You feel me? Ain't no loyalty and shit no more. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm a loyal nigga. Like, you feel me? Like I said, in this game, like I said, just like you said, you got to be, basically do some bullshit to get on. I could have been crashed out, homie, and did some shit to, you know what I'm saying? But, nigga, if my music ain't enough, homie, I'm not fucking with it, homie. You feel me? I'm not doing no clout chasing ass shit, you know what I mean? I know my music better than all these niggas shit on my thing. So, if it ain't enough, homie, I'm gonna just keep making music, you feel me? But, nah, man, this motherfuckers, it ain't the same, homie. I got a song called Ain't the Same, 2 on 2 on 3. But shit ain't the same. Ain't no loyalty in this shit no more, my thing.
Really? Yeah, I mean, do you feel like it's watered down in a good way or a bad way in the sense that shit is less violent now, wouldn't you say?
Hell no.
No?
Hell
it's,
no.
It's just, but as bad as, like, no, early 90s?
Motherfuckers will kill your ass over the smallest shit nowadays. Well, on trees.
Really?
But I don't know.
Back I feel like if you compare it to the early 90s, it's got to be a lot 90s, safer these days, right?
You had reasons to do what you was doing in the early 90s. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you had real problems. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Nowadays, shit, man, nigga, you go to a motherfucking party, nigga, you live and the motherfuckers leave, nigga, it's 5-6 motherfuckers dead. Like, you know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers just shooting just to be shooting.
Really?
It's a difference. Like, motherfuckers had a method to their madness in the 90s. Nowadays, ain't no, you know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers just shooting just to shoot.
All right, so from my perspective, if I'm a dude who's thinking about shooting somebody in 1992, versus 2023, there's infinite more ways to get caught these days.
Facts.
In terms of the cameras, see, in terms of iPhones.
That's the thing. They tell on themselves nowadays, though.
Yeah.
They tell on themselves. Nigga, they record them doing this shit.
Yeah.
They record themselves.
In retrospect, you basically had a free pass to get away with whatever the fuck you wanted in the 80s
exactly.
or the 90s compared to now, right?
Exactly. Facts. Facts. But yeah, motherfuckers, it's crazy how many motherfuckers tell on themselves nowadays, man. Said, like, motherfuckers really get on camera, my nigga, and go do a drive-by or some shit and really film it, blood, have a shootout on camera, blood. Like, y'all niggas crazy.
I feel like Chicago kind of took the cake, because back when Drill first came out, they really were, like, basically just making vlogs of them going around getting shot at, shoot
crazy.
Shit. They might not have 100% showed it, but they damn near 100%
like,
showed
even,
it.
Come on, man. I don't... And then, like I said, most motherfuckers would do it, and then when they get down there to the station, then they want to say, hey, is this somebody I could tell on? Just give me some shit.
So they give the cops the idea.
Man, these niggas be something else, bro.
So, I mean, yeah, we're seeing, like, snitching become normalized in hip-hop to a crazy extent, right?
I'm talking about, man, that shit don't surprise me no more. Like, nigga, that shit is, like, oversaturated, like, true. Like, then you see how much money the motherfucking feds gave out to informants and shit, like, a few years ago or something. Then they gave out, like, $1 billion, blood, to, like, get paid informants on trees.
Right.
Man, nigga, all these motherfuckers be police as well on trees.
It's crazy because the 6ix9ine thing did sort of, like, his career, once he told, felt like it really kind of ended in a lot of ways, at least in terms of, like, real hip-hop accepting him. But then now it feels like you've seen so many people get, you know, smut put on their name, and it doesn't really, like, hit the way that people thought that it was going to. So that maybe makes him think, like,
exactly.
The fans are getting numb to it.
Yeah, exactly. They making it like that, though. Like, because y'all doing it, but y'all not doing nothing about it. Mm. Like, y'all bringing out the paperwork, but y'all not doing nothing about it. So y'all just making it boo.
Mm.
Like, you making it seem like that's what it is. Like, you can be a snitch or, you know what I'm saying, a child molester or whatever. You know what I'm saying? That motherfuckers ain't going to do nothing. So, shit, that's just, they making it like that on church.
Shit's wild. Would you do the 6ix9ine feature for $1 million like Kodak?
Fuck with blood. bothered I can't fuck with Blood.
Really?
Hell no. I wouldn't give a fuck.
Were you a Kodak fan at any point?
Not a Kodak fan or nothing, but, I mean, he has a couple songs I like, though. I thought he was a stand-up nigga. He still may be. I don't know what's going on with Blood, but, you know.
Because, I mean.
I didn't think that he would do it.
Right. On one hand, he did this song with him. On the other hand, he kind of, like, dissed him on the song. He dissed him even more on the version of the song that didn't fully come out.
I ain't heard it yet, to be honest on God. I just seen that Wack posted a clip of it, but it was on, like, I just seen it on there. I didn't hear it.
Yeah, he was out there masterminding that shit.
Trees.
Yeah. It's a business. You do.
Yeah, but like, shit, I know Boosie, didn't he have something to say about it or something?
You know what Wax said, that Kodak said that about Boosie, he said, well, that motherfucker caught a Fed case and he had to put his car up for sale right away. Like, maybe he should be doing some songs with some snitches so he didn't have to do that. But, man, I feel for Boosie because he might have to go sit down for a while. It's kind of a tragedy.
From that shit that happened in San Diego?
Yeah, getting caught with some guns or something. Because, I mean, if you think about the fact that Boosie beat, like, a fucking crazy-ass murder conspiracy case and shit.
Death Row or some shit.
I mean, we thought that he was past the point in his life where he would have to even be thinking about shit like this. So it's pretty sad.
That nigga Boosie, stand down. Hey, man, that nigga Boosie don't be playing. He stand on this shit. No bother. That nigga stand on what he stand on, though. Shit, hey. But, yeah, that was brazy for Blood to be filming him with a fucking pistol in the back of his shit. Like, you should know better than that, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
Somebody did it without him even knowing. That shit crazy.
I know, and there's a lot of conversations about how that guy might have been an informant because why else were the cops watching this Instagram live with 30 viewers just to, you know, like.
Facts.
Because, shit, I mean, it's one thing to wear a wire. It's another thing to just be at the function and just be on Instagram Live and tell your Fed buddies, like, just watch my live.
Facts.
That's way better because then they search you. They don't find the wire or nothing. You. That's like upper level, higher level fucking snitching, man.
You never know who fucked up nowadays, man, because there's so many ways to hide that shit.
Yeah, I don't mean to indict the guy or anything. Who knows? Maybe he's not guilty. But, either way, he made a dumbass decision by putting somebody who's not allowed to have a firearm on Instagram Live like that. That's crazy.
Crazy as fuck, homie. Hopefully, you know, it should work out for Boosie. I mean,
definitely. Crazy. So what's important to you in your life at this point? What are you focused on? What's really making you happy at this point?
Shit, I mean, having my own goddamn house by myself, having my own peace of mind on trees. You know what I'm saying? I live by myself. I like being by myself, homie. So being that motherfucker by myself, bigging it, I'll be chilling. But, you know, making music again now and starting to feel fun again on my thing. So I'm doing that. Like I said, you know what I'm saying? My daughter, my son, they both doing the music and shit. You feel me? Just, like I said, always being a daddy is my number one thing. You feel me? But, shit, I'm getting back into the shame. Being here with you, Blood, making me feel like I'm doing something right on Capitals. You feel me? So I'm getting back into the swing of things, by me without him, Blood.
For sure. Man, you got an important story. We got to get into it.
Bonding, man. Like, nigga,
Adam said no? Did I?
No, Adam beat me. Adam probably beat me on them other interviews, Blood, being humble and, nigga, I'm Blood. I'm Westside Trey. Let me open up Blood one time. Trey, let me give Blood the real meal, buddy. Y'all let Blood.
No, so, I mean, we definitely got a little bit more open version of Keita Roo than the previous version I've seen in other interviews.
Yeah, man, like, nigga.
That's what we do well here. We crack shit open and get people to give me a little bit more realer version of themselves.
Real shit. Nah, man, I told you, I be bigging it, but nigga, at the end of the day, homie, I gotta, you know what I'm saying, I gotta pop my little shit, let niggas know, bro, I am one of the hardest niggas ever, bro, on my thing. Like, nigga, on trees. One of the hardest niggas ever to do this music shit on God, nigga.
No, definitely, for sure. All right, anybody you want to thank? Anything else we need to know about?
Shit, man. Nigga, I'm finna be old than a motherfucker on August 23rd, blood. My birthday coming up on Bonte and Trees. I want to thank the homies. I want to thank Trojan Boy, Bizzle, nigga, everybody. They got Foley out there, dudes, everybody. Blood Dope Boy, nigga, all the homies that came fuck with it. They go Capitals. I want to shout out Adam22 for having me on this motherfucker on 2 of them gang. You feel me? I want to shout out all the bitches that's going to look at this motherfucker and say, Blood Chocolate and Sexy on Bonte. I'm going to shout y'all out before I be y'all on Bonte. You feel me? Old Trees. We got to shout out Ice Water. You feel me? Shout out my nigga Mud Dollars on Bonte Slim 400 forever. You feel me?
Shout out Mud.
On Capitals, nigga. Shout out my son again, Bam Beezy. Shout out my daughter, Kiari, Kier, all them on Capitals. You know, they're going to be happy I shot them out on your shit, Blood, on Bonte.
Hey, for the youth. You know?
Old Trees.
You flexing out.
On Capitals. But yeah, no, just shout out everybody that fuck with me, man. You feel me? Make sure y'all go run my shit up. You feel me? My name Keita Roof from Westside Trees. You feel me? Shout out to the murder on Capitol. All my niggas in murder that fuck with me. You know I got to shout y'all out on 2 of them. And nigga, y'all know who's bragging on. Oh yeah, no, nigga on trail. We gotta shout out the young homies too on bumping. Nigga YTM doing they shit. Nigga bumping G1O Flame. Nigga everybody. Well, on bumping. Nigga shout out all my trolls and on two of them.
Let's go that way. Hey man, I'm glad that we finally got a chance to sit down because you got a great story.
Me too on bumping. I'm really glad I got the chance to sit down with you too. You really a bull, nigga.
Appreciate that.
But nigga, they be trying to talk about you, bro. You know your niggas be trying to talk about you, bro. You know what I'm saying? Hey, AD go fuck you up too.
Yeah. Bet.
Blood gonna fuck you up, Adam. I'm sorry.
No comment. You know, he's trying to make his interview more viral. Look at him. He's trying to do my shit to me.
You get blood. I'm sorry. No, I appreciate you, though. Yeah. I'll be real shit, man.
Appreciate you,
dog,
man.
Bro.
Yeah, Kita Roo. Legend. Great interview. Appreciate you, man.
Appreciate
Thank you so much.
Man. No Jumper, the coolest podcast in the motherfucking world on Capitol.
And Bullis.
Nigga, on the Bullis. On Bounty.
He said it, not me. Blood. All right. No Jumper. Bullis podcast in the world. Check us on YouTube, TikTok, Patreon, Instagram, etc. Like, comment, subscribe. NoJumper.com. If you want to support, go turn Kita Roo up on all streaming services, YouTube, etc.
Two of them. Sometimes they got my shit named the space, blood, between the Kita and the Roo on my thing. Then they got Kita Roo, but it's all one word, blood. K-E-D-A-R-U on my thing. All
right, let's go.